On Patrol Longboat Key Police Reports, week of July 10, 2026, July 3rd. Much ado about jet skis, 11:49 a.m. Officer Miano responded to the 3100 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for jet skis causing issues on the beach. Officer Miano observed several jet skis in the vicinity of the beach and did not see the jet skis causing any issues or operating recklessly in the area of the beach. The jet skis were observed taking beachgoers for rides and not operating dangerously. Officer Miano requested Longboat Key Marine Unit to visit the area. Case clear. Hook, line, and trespass. 9:22 p.m. Officer Castro responded to North Shore Road for a report of three individuals trespassing on private property. Upon arrival, Officer Castro observed three men fishing on the property. Officer Castro contacted the property manager, who requested that trespass warnings be issued to the subjects. Officer Castro completed trespass warnings be issued to the subjects. Officer Castro completed trespass warning forms for all three individuals, each of whom signed and fingerprinted their respective forms. Sarasota Sheriff's Office dispatch was advised. Additionally, one of the men's vehicles was found parked in a designated no parking zone. As a result, Officer Castro issued a parking citation for parking where prohibited by sign. Officer Castro also issued a uniform traffic citation for Florida statute for parking against the flow of traffic. Case clear. Primetime false alarm, 11 p.m. Officer Castro was dispatched to the 4200 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in response to a noise complaint. Upon arrival, Officer Castro met with the caller, who was an employee of the hotel. She reported that the guests in a room had been making excessive noise, but had stopped prior to his arrival. She said that the guests had been flashing white lights toward the beach. Officer Castro proceeded to the room where he did not observe any white lights or hear any loud noise. Officer Castro knocked on the door, and a woman said she only had the television on. Case clear. July 4th, a fizzled 4th, 9:03 p.m. Officer Castro was dispatched to the 4200 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in response to a report of fireworks on the beach. An employee of the hotel reported that several individuals were observed igniting fireworks on the beach. Officer Castro made contact with several individuals on the beach, all of whom said they were unaware of the county and city burn ban ordinance. The individuals immediately stopped using the fireworks. Case clear. July 6th, high anxiety on the highway, 2:49 a.m. Officer Troyer, while on patrol in the 1400 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive, received an alert for a driver with a suspended license. Officer Troyer conducted a traffic stop on a blue Ford F-150 and explained to the driver the reason for the traffic stop and found that the owner of the vehicle was in the passenger seat. While doing so, Officer Troyer noticed the strong odor of marijuana emitting from the vehicle. Officer Troyer asked the driver if there was any marijuana in the vehicle, which he and the passenger denied. The driver admitted to smoking two blunts approximately 1 hour prior. Officer Troyer observed the man had bloodshot eyes. Officer Troyer asked the driver to exit the vehicle. He said he had a knife in his front right pocket, therefore Officer Troyer patted him down and removed the knife off of his person. Officer Troyer also asked the driver if he had his license on him, which he said he forgot at home. Officer Troyer spoke with the driver outside of the vehicle and, while doing so, observed the slight odor of marijuana emitting from his person. Officer Troyer asked him if he would be willing to conduct a standardized field sobriety exercise to either prove or disprove the suspicion of him driving while under the influence. The driver went back and forth about doing the exercises, but he ultimately agreed to conduct them. Officer Troyer administered the exercises to him, which he did not observe enough indication of impairment to proceed. Officer Troyer noted throughout the interaction with the driver that he was very nervous. His legs and hands were shaking very heavily, and he admitted he was very nervous, due to never being pulled over before. After Officer Troyer concluded the field sobriety tests, he asked the driver if he had his license on him again, and he said he did not have a license. However, he provided his name and information. Officer Troyer cleared the driver through NCIC, FCIC, and learned that the man had a suspended license. Officer Troyer also observed an active warrant for the man's arrest. Officer Troyer detained the man and placed him into handcuffs. Officer Troyer contacted the Sarasota County Dispatch Center to confirm the warrant. Subsequently, the warrant was confirmed. Officer Troyer placed the driver under arrest for the active warrant and for driving, while license suspended with knowledge. Officer Troyer transported the man to the Sarasota County Jail, where he was left in the care and custody of the sheriff's deputies. Based upon the investigation, Officer Troyer arrested the man in violation of driving while suspended with knowledge. Case clear. July 7th, barking at the wrong turtle, 12:35 a.m., Officers Castro, Mathis, and Maple were dispatched to the 2500 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a report of a man disturbing a sea turtle nest. Upon arrival, officers met with the complainant, who stated she and her friends were on the beach when a man in his 50s and his family were seen using a white light and getting close to a sea turtle and its nest. The complainant stated they asked the family to turn off the white light and told him he should not be bothering the sea turtle. The man was also noted to have been barking at the sea turtle. The man was said to have a strong odor of an alcoholic beverage and was observed carrying a large camera, to which he was telling the complainant and her underage friends that he was filming them. All filming that possibly took place was on the public beach. The canvas of the area and the premises of the resort provided negative results. Officers did not observe any sea turtles harmed. Case clear. An open and shut case. 7:19 p.m. Officer Maple, while on patrol on Gulfside Road, observed an open front door. The home is currently under construction and has been the subject of a prior trespass incident involving juveniles occupying the home for short periods of time without authorization. Upon seeing the door open with no signs of any personnel in the area, Officer Maple put himself out on the call via dispatch and canvassed the outside of the location for any signs of criminal activity or forced entry. One large window next to the open door had one of the two panes broken, but the overall window was not breached. Upon Sergeant Monfort's arrival, they entered the property to check for any unauthorized personnel or criminal activity. After negative findings, the location was properly secured, and they departed the area. Case clear. July 8th, alarmingly awkward co-parenting, 1:33 p.m. Officer Piscuma was dispatched to the Land's End Drive in reference to a reported residential burglary alarm. Upon arrival, the residence appeared secure with no signs of forced entry or suspicious activity. Officer Piscuma made contact with the renter, who advised that the alarm had been accidentally activated by his ex-wife. He said that pursuant to their parenting plan, it was his scheduled week with the children, and that his ex-wife should not have been at the residence. The renter further advised that his ex-wife was no longer living there and that there were no signs of a burglary or criminal activity. Based on Officer Piscuma's investigation, the alarm activation was determined to be accidental. The residence was secured, and no further law enforcement action was required. The call was cleared as unfounded regarding a burglary. The officer advised that if she returns and was not wanted on the property, to call 911. In regard to the parenting plan, he will have to go through the courts. Case clear. July 9th, pool party foul, 9:14 a.m. Officer Miano was dispatched to Whitney Beach Plaza for an illegal parking complaint. Officer Miano arrived on scene and observed a white Ford F-150 pickup parked adjacent to the Pilates store. Officer Miano conducted a tag inquiry and discovered it is owned by a pool company. The details of the vehicle ownership were told to the complainant, who advised he was familiar with the company, and that one of the stores is currently conducting work on site for the property owner. He further advised he would handle this with the property owner, and police assistance is no longer warranted. Case clear.